Okay.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, Donna.
Hello.
Hi. I'm so glad you're with us. And thank you, Donna Dreegan, for being there for me. She always is so great in talking to everybody and getting to know some of you. I don't know if Marlene is on yet. Marlene, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Good. Wonderful. Well, then I'm going to let you take over. I already have the recording started here, and I will press star 5 to mute everybody, and then Marlene, you'll have to hit star 6 to come back. Okay, Marlene, hit star 6, and I'm going to let you take it away.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. All right. Hi, everybody. We'd like to get acquainted, to learn more about you, and introduce you to others that are in your area. And if you'd like to know like-minded people, contact us. We have friends from all over the world who would also like to meet you. So if you want to stay updated on the Heart Center activities, let us know. So you are invited to share any prayer requests with us at the end of this class, which occurs at approximately 9:15 Central Time. So we have a HeartShare team, and our active team members are Greg Griggs, who is our newest team member. Congratulations, Greg. Yay! Barbara, Donna Kors, Lenore, Donna Dreegan, Sharon, Dwyn, Cindy, and myself. My name is Marlene. So we present this class, and we are available to answer questions, to find out answers, and to pray with and encourage you. If any attending this class would like to help us, please either contact Donna Kors or me or any team member. We also have a prayer team that prays for everyone that is invited to this class. So we are composed of friends worldwide whose desire is to hold the balance of light upon the earth by emanating light as directed by our Father, Mother, God, and higher beings. And the Heart Center consists of people from every imaginable religious or non-religious background. We have Catholics, Buddhists, Baptists, Unitarians, agnostics, you name it. So we work closely with the Ascended Masters, who are those beings who have fulfilled their karmic debt on earth, and they now work with the angels in heaven and other cosmic beings to assist us toward our ascension. So the mission for the Heart Center is within our Heart Center community, we realize personal enlightenment through our higher self and share the Ascended Master's teachings and love wisdom throughout the earth. So we have a wonderful class tonight with the Maha Chohan and El Moria. Our team member Donna Dreegan would like to tell us more about the Maha Chohan. Donna, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yes. You're there.
Okay. The Lord Maha Chohan means Lord. He's the Lord of the Chohans. A being must have developed and embodied all of the divine virtues and have mastered all of the seven rays before he qualified to be a Maha Chohan. A Maha Chohan represents the Holy Spirit, which consists of all of the divine qualities of the Godhead to a planet. The Holy Spirit represents action and light and is whatsoever ray it is on, the action of that particular ray. The Mahachohan is the director of the activity of the Holy Spirit for the earth, which assists the development of the divine feelings in mankind. Holy Ghost really means Holy Spirit. The word ghost refers to a shadowy, ethereal thing. The Holy Spirit is the consciousness of the Lord Mahachohan, his powers, qualities, and activities, his cosmic flame. It was he that enfolded Jesus in his cosmic flame at the time of the baptism of John the Baptist, endowing Jesus with the powers. It was his action when the Holy Spirit descended upon the disciples 10 days after Jesus' ascension. That was the radiation from the Lord Mahachohan. He enfolded them in the cosmic flame, which gave to them the assurance, courage, strength, and power to carry on the teaching and works of Jesus. The Mahachohan is the head of the elemental kingdom and is the authority over manifestations in nature. He draws and supplies the energy used in all nature and by mankind. He's the magnet to draw that power from the sun. He directs the various forms of culture and civilizations through the minds of embodied individuals so as to unfold and develop according to the divine plan. The Mahachohan is the one who gives the first breath to every newborn child. He also takes the last breath of every individual as he passes on. His particular virtue is comfort, which he gives to mankind and all life on earth. His symbol is the white dove. The dove represents the Mahachohan, who is the representative of the Holy Spirit. His banner is purple. Upon it is the emblem of the white dove from which emanate seven rays. Ivy, which is a symbol of everlasting life, seems to be a favorite of his and much used by him. He usually wears a white robe and a white turban with a topaz on the forehead of the turban. The topaz is very frequently used by him. He has golden hair and his eyes are amber color. He uses the fragrance of cinnamon and his note is homing. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Donna. That was great. Okay, so the masters want to be our friends, and they are here to serve us and to help us come up higher, as the Mahachohan and El Moria desire to do for you through our messenger, David Lewis, tonight. So I suggest that you may have a pen and a paper and possibly use a landline phone with a speaker when possible. They only cost a few dollars more than a regular phone, and your hands are then free. Sometimes they work better than a cell phone. So we keep cars muted to eliminate the background noise, so we have muted you now. There may be an opportunity for questions or comments. If that happens, you just press star 6 so we can hear you. We ask that you be fairly brief so we can finish on time. And when you're finished speaking, press star 6 again, and you'll be muted again. So right now I'd like to call on our new team lead member, Greg Griggs, to do the opening invocation. So this is his first TED class as a team member, and this is so exciting. So Greg, if you're there, hit star 6. Okay, well, I don't hear Greg, so. Okay, I'll do an invocation. In the name I am that I am, we call to the Mahachohan and El Moria that you may overshadow us this night so that we may understand and learn everything that we can possibly take advantage of in the blessing that we will be getting tonight. We ask this in the name I am that I am. Amen. Okay, so let's see if Barb. Is Barb on? Are you able to make announcements? If you're there, Bob, hit star 6.
Yep, I'm here.
Okay, Bob. You got any announcements for us?
I sure do. I just wanted to give you a heads up on some upcoming events for that the Heart Center is involved in or actually are giving. The next event is August 6th through 9th in Mount Shasta, California. Divine love fulfilled through higher beingness. Saint Germain and Mighty Victory return to Mount Shasta. So this is real exciting. So if you're anywhere on the West Coast at all, perhaps you can look into being involved in that event. And you can also attend online if you want to. If you are able to access a computer, you can attend that event online. We just finished our summer solstice event in Livingston, Montana, New as Seen Teachings for Aquarius, which was June 17th through 21st. So Donna and I just got home. Well, I guess we got home actually early Monday morning. So we're just back from that event, trailing clouds of glory. Had a marvelous time, invoked a lot of light, and saw a lot of old friends and made some new friends. There were even a couple of ladies there from South Africa, which was very exciting. We've got, let's see, our next Heartshare teleclass, I believe, is July 30th. Correct me if I'm wrong. And we've got book signing events in many different cities through in September. And then September 27th, 28th, and 29th, they're going to be in New York City for an event on the divine economy. So very appropriate and very timely with all the changes in our monetary system and all the news about possible financial upheavals and whatever. So that's another event that you can also access online on the Heart Center website. So those are the most current things that are coming up that people can be involved in should they care to do so.
Well, thank you, Barb.
You bet.
Okay. So now we will be doing a short breathing meditation, which is also called pranayama. And it's to relax and align ourselves with the Holy Spirit. So consider your breath as a gift and part of the Holy Spirit as we do this together, which you can do with the phone in one hand. So close your eyes and look at the inside of your eyelids. Then with your eyes closed, look up toward that place in the center of your forehead between your eyebrows, and that's the location of your third eye chakra. Now, if you are interested in deeper and longer meditations and techniques, please contact us. Okay, so see your breath coming in and out as a brilliant light entering every cell of your body. Mother Mary said that the Holy Spirit is of a female gender, thus we say her when referring to the Holy Spirit. So now follow me as I say a mantra and I give you instructions to breathe in, to hold it in, to breathe it out, and to hold it out. So each statement is to the count of 8. If you want to do this a different way, that's fine too. So here I'm going to start. Breathe in. I breathe in my Holy Spirit. Hold your breath. I absorb all of her merit. Breathe out her light. I breathe out her light to the world. Now hold it out. I am seeing God's love unfurled. We'll do it one more time. Breathe in. I breathe in my Holy Spirit. Hold your breath. I absorb all of her merit. Breathe out her light. I breathe out her light to the world. Now hold it out. I am seeing God's love unfurled. Yay! So, you could also say something like, I breathe in my solar presence, or you could say, I am resting in my presence. So just make it your own. Have fun with it. Tonight, we will share together a prayer to Archangel Michael, and that should be on the back of your snail mail letter that was sent, or if it was sent by email. And so you are muted, so you will only hear me say the prayer. So just please repeat the prayer with me one time. In the name of Archangel Michael, I say, O God, I am here to serve with all of my heart, with all of my soul, with all of my being. I give you my heart, O Lord. Live in me, love through me, protect me, and all who are on this call from all distractions, from all technical problems, and allow your heart, your mind, your being to flow and sing within me to serve all life unto their freedom in the light. May we all be filled with the love and light essential for the healing of our earth. Okay. I think, are we going to be, I don't know if this is, Donna, are we going to be doing some songs or?
Well, what we're going to do tonight is it's going to be a little bit different. The songs will actually come right after the very first message from the Maha Chauhan. We're going to hear from the Maha Chauhan first, and then we will be singing I Am the One, which is prayer 10.010 by Beloved El Moria, and we will be singing Master Moria, We Love You, which is on page 136 in the songbook, if you happen to have those. Hopefully you have either downloaded them off or you see them on the back of or on the continued part of the email that we sent out, or you see them on the back of the letter that we snail mailed to about 70 of you that don't use computers. So here we go. We will hear from the Maha Chauhan first. And what I do want you to do is get in that state of meditation as much as you can, open your hearts, and be ready to hear from the Maha Chauhan, because he will start here right away. I'm going to get this up right now. So here we go. Hang on there.
On behalf of the seven Chauhans, I come as your Maha Chauhan to ray forth within your midst the light of eternal love, the grace of the Almighty, and the gifts of the Spirit that are mine to offer to those who love God with their entire being and who have consecrated their lives the cause of eternal freedom, enlightenment, and service to the One.
Now, before going any further, if you want to experience these three gifts that he just came to bring to us just a few weeks ago, and they are open to anybody who wants them and is ready for them, but you have to be ready for them. Now, here is what, just to review, the three gifts are the light of eternal love, the grace of the Almighty God, and the gifts of the Holy Spirit. We know of 9, and then there were 3 more mentions of 12 gifts of the Holy Spirit that we know of, and I saw the other day 25 gifts listed by one person that were mentioned in different parts of the New Testament. So there are a lot of gifts, and these are the three gifts he particularly wants to enhance in you tonight: the light of eternal love, the grace of the Almighty God, and these gifts of the Spirit that he says are his to offer to those who love God with their entire being and who have consecrated their lives to the cause of eternal freedom. So before going any further, what I would like you to do is think about ridding yourself of certain negative feelings in exchange for these gifts, and say with me the following. You can hear, I will say it first, and then I will say it again, and you can say it with me. We'll say it 3 times. Help me, O God, to let everything I do be done in love. All right, now we will say it together 3 times. Help me, O God, to let everything I do be done in love. Help me, O God, to let everything I do be done in love. Help me, O God, to let everything I do be done in love.
This day, blessed ones, the Chohans will direct this service and the invocation of light throughout America and the world. And as you move through the 7 rays, there can be an action of the sacred fire released that is stupendous, while simultaneously within your own being, the concurrent action of these rays moving and coursing through your own holy body temple may be miraculous, and for each one an opportunity to balance the rays, to accelerate their action for God good within self and within the earth, and to realize the rainbow action of the Christ consciousness within the heart, mind, and soul. You have seen the witness of Jesus the Christ as the ideal man for the Piscean dispensation. Know also that his beloved Magda, his twin ray, was and also is that ideal, dressed in feminine form. Likewise, the Master Saint Germain, with his beloved Portia, model for humanity, for Aquarius, this self-same ideal of one who is tethered only to God, of one who is invested in the sacred, the sublime, the real. It is time that humanity know these two spirits most holy and understand their importance for this age and the fulfillment of its purpose as the 7th age of freedom, justice, mercy, forgiveness, and divine love.
Let me just mention quickly, these two spirits are Jesus the Christ, along with his twin flame, the two are one here, and Saint Germain and his twin flame, Portia. So that's, even though there's four beings mentioned here, they are really two halves and two halves. So they are very, very important for us to study and be aware of at this time. Of course, Jesus was the Christ representative for the world for this whole last 2,000 and some odd years. And Saint Germain is actually not replacing him, but in a way he sort of is. And Saint Germain is taking his role in this next period, for which I'm not sure how long that will be, unless it's the same length of time. And they are the model, both of them are the model of us, for humanity, for this new age of Aquarius.
Therefore, we will utilize what you invoke this day and what we add as the momentum of our causal bodies to the equation of divine revelation, holy prophecy, and that which simply must emerge within the earth for the new era to be given birth to in a new glory and divine radiance. This sense of purpose, this ideal of the Atman, you each may model for your own life lived to the glory of God, integrated, one, undiluted in your expression of your divinity right within your heart. Blessed spirits of the One, let us begin and engage in a new dynamism of spirit, in a powerful release of light. Feel, see, and know yourself fully self-realized in God as a divine son or daughter.
Lenore, if you're there, hit star 6 and tell us a little bit about the difference between an Atman, the ideal of the Atman there mentioned, and another word that's going to be used later called Arhat. Lenore, are you there?
Yes, oh, I am, Donna. Atman is a Hindu for God, the Absolute, the ultimate essence of the universe, as well as the ultimate essence of the individual in the spark of the divine within. And then Arhat is a Buddhist term for a fully awakened person. He's abandoned all that binds beings to the cycle of rebirth and attains awakening by following the path given by the Buddha.
Wonderful. Good. So anybody who's listening and has access to a computer, you may also want to look those up and write down the interesting thoughts and definitions. Some there, I noticed that there's some a little bit different, but what Lenore said is right on target.
Feel the impulses that we release even now from your own causal bodies into your heart and mind. Feel the expansiveness of light itself, consciousness, and the spiritual fire that you may breathe in, invoke, and release. As together we engage in service to the Almighty, in oneness and in love.
Now, that is the end of the Maha Chauhan's message, and we next are going to hear from El Moria. And I want to call on Sharon Wallace to share just a few tidbits about El Moria, who he is, and why we love him. Go ahead, Sharon, hit star six.
I'm here.
Oh, good. Go ahead.
Okay. El Moria is Chauhan of the first ray, which corresponds to the color blue and the will of God. He is a sponsor of our Heart Center and chief of the Darjeeling Council of the Great White Brotherhood. The godly attributes that he represents are courage, certainty, power, forthrightness, self-reliance, faith, initiative, and dependability. In his many embodiments, he actively engaged in service to the light. His embodiments were the son of Enoch, Abraham, Melchior, King Arthur, Thomas Becket, Sir Thomas More, M-O-R-E, and Akbar the Great, and again, Thomas More, the Irish poet, M-O-O-R-E. His last embodiment was as El Moria, and he made his ascension in 1898. El Moria was a Rajput prince in India who later became a monk and made his ascension. As the Master M with Gathumi, Saint Germain, and Dwal Kul, he taught the workings of the law and hierarchy through Helena P. Blavatsky and also helped to found the Theosophical Society. El Moria says that I'm going to read this, what he says to us. El Moria tells us that what it takes to become his chela, constancy is the key virtue that I must have in those who truly desire to be one with me. If I would train you personally, beloved, I must have from you an unflinching constancy whereby you maintain a steady level of absorption of the blue flame of the will of God and thus enter day by day into the sacred fire of the first ray. You must be willing to take any rebuke, any correction, to take it swiftly and to then swiftly self-correct. You must have a momentum on giving the decrees to the ascended masters who serve principally on the first ray. His keynote is pomp and circumstance. His flowers are the blue rose and forget-me-nots. Sandalwood is his fragrance and also happens to be one of my favorites. Okay, back to you.
Thank you. Thank you, Sharon. Now we are going to let David Lewis lead us as we sing song. We're going to sing and I think probably say together 10.010 if you happen to have a prayer and songbook, and song number 136. So I'll go ahead and let David do this.
Let us sing song 136 to the Master Moria El as we begin.
Thank you.
10.011. Elmoria will guide together. Elmoria will guide. Elmoria will lead. The blue ray focus of M's mighty steed flashes across the mind, thunders to victory action. Onward to M's sign of a will that hath no faction. Ho, it is M of the Hemabot. Ho, the blue ray master. M, it is M of the Hemabot. Marching, marching faster. Action, movement, victory. Action, courage, speed. Action, joy, nobility. Action, labor, achieve. Lighthouse, bridge, port, ship, arrow, ray, beacon, tower, lapis, diamonds, crystal, mist, leaves, garden, flowers. Infinite archer slight, a quest for the right. M's abode in sight, a citadel of light. M, it is M of the Hemavat. Ho, he calls from his mountain. Come up hither, Om Tat Tat, beckoning us to his fountain. Om Tat Sat Hum. Om. I am the One. Come on, I will govern in my aura blaze. Now radiate protection, hero, life, and terror rays. Got power streaming from above your strength of purpose when determination in your ray, perfection go within. I am the One, I am the One, I stand in Moria's fire. I am the One, I am the One, I live in God's desire. Come on, diamond willow, God, defend my very soul. Blue lightning flash across the sky, O healer, make me whole. Unite all people in your ray, forgive me not the bloom. And shackle every child of God and worthiness consume. I am the One, I am the One, I stand in Moria's fire. I am the One, I am the One, I live in God's desire. Come on, diamond willow, God, my dweller, now reprove. And then divide a sacred fire, God, may I remove. Oh, strip me of all lesser lusts and more steely eyes. Let fury and integrity, belief and faith arise. I am the One, I am the One, I stand in Moria's fire. I am the One, I am the One, I live in God's desire. Come on, diamond willow, God, in my aura, please. Now radiate protection, hero, life, and arrow rays. Got power streaming from above your sanctum purpose when determination in your aid, perfection, go within. I am the One, I am the One, I stand in Moria's fire. I am the One, I am the One, I live in God's desire. Come on, diamond willow, God, defend my very soul. Blow lightning flash across the sky, heal and make me whole. Unite all people in your anger, give me not the loom. And shackle every child of God and worthiness consume. I am the One, I am the One, I stand in Moria's fire. I am the One, I am the One, I live in God's desire. Come on, diamond willow, God, my dweller, let me prove. And in the valley, say goodbye, God, may I be moved. Oh, strip me of all lust, the lust, who are your steely eyes. Let fury and integrity, belief and faith arise. I am the One, I am the One, I stand in Moria's fire. I am the One, I am the One, I live in God's desire. Call on heaven with a covet in my aura, please. Now radiate protection, your all life and your rays. Got power streaming from above your sense of purpose when determination in your right perfection go within. I am the One, I am the One, I stand in my desire. I am the One, I am the One, I live in God's desire. Come on, diamond willow, God, defend my very soul. Blue lightning flash across the sky, heal and make me whole. You not all people in your aid, forgive me not the bloom. And shackle every child of God, unworthiness consume. I am the One, I am the One, I stand in Moria's fire. I am the One, I am the One, I live in God's desire. Come on, diamond willow, God, my dweller, now reprove. And then divide the sacred fire, God, may I remove. Oh, strip me of all lesser lusts, who Moria's steely eyes. Let fury and integrity, belief and faith arise. I am the One, I am the One, I stand in Moria's fire. I am the One, I am the One, I live in God's desire. Come, O diamond, will of God, within my aura blaze. Now radiate protection here, all life on terror rays. Got power streaming from above, your strength and purpose win. Determination in your ray, perfection grow within. I am the One, I am the One, I stand in Moria's fire. I am the One, I am the One, I live in God's desire. Come, O diamond, will of God, defend my very soul. Blue lightning flash across the sky, O heal and make me whole. Unite all people in your ray, forget me not, now bloom. Unshackle every child of God, unworthiness consume. I am the One, I am the One, I stand in Moria's fire. I am the One, I am the One, I live in God's desire. Come, O diamond, will of God, my dweller, now reprove. Intensify the sacred fire and guide my every move. Oh, strip me of all lesser loves to Moria's steely eyes. that fear and integrity, belief and faith arise. I am the one, I am the one, I stand in Moria's fire. I am the one, I am the one, I live in God's desire. I am the one, I am the one, I stand in Moria's fire. I am the one, I am the one, I live in God's desire.
I have to apologize. I forgot about the other song that was in there. And besides that, there was only room for what I had for three things on the back of our snail mail letter. So you may want to look up the other one. The important thing about El Morya is that he brings along with him the very powerful new blue wave, or the new blue frequency. It started out at a fairly low level, and it increases and increases and increases across this planet. And what it does is it gives strength and power to those who are walking closely with the Masters, with Almighty God, and who are meditating and learning and studying and daily devoting some time to them and serving in whatever way they can and letting everything they do be done in love. And as you do that, you can take on more and more of the new blue flame and tolerate it well. Now, for those who are not doing it, when they feel this new blue frequency, it may cause all kinds of problems for them. It's like a part of the shift. It comes along with the shift we're going through. Certain beings out there may crumble under it. So it's very important for you to be as strong as you can spiritually. Walk with El Morya. Call on him. He answers anybody and everybody who calls on him and helps them. And you'll realize that as we go into his wonderful message right now. You can meditate until he, because that's what
infinite light, descend. Infinite light, descend. Infinite light, descend. Here and now. As the blue fire, light streams through you, O soul, I am with you. I am within you. I live for you as you live for God. Many have forgotten God, forgotten him within themselves, forgotten him within others, forgotten him within nature. I am here to remind you of who God is in all these three spheres of awareness. First, within yourself, or if you cannot feel the fire of God within, how do you expect to see it, feel it, in connection with others? And within the world at large, you see, blessed ones, the feeling of God within self is imperative for you to experience. It is not blasphemy to know the light within self, to know God within your heart, mind, and soul.
So one of the questions we asked on our letter was, what are the three spheres of awareness for each of us? And what did he just say here? First, within yourself. Secondly, in connection with others. And thirdly, in the world at large. He wants you to know that God is in these three spheres and that you must be connected to all three. To the God within yourself, the God within others, and the God within the world at large.
It is natural. In fact, it is the most natural experience that any man, woman, or child can have, to feel the fire of God within. This may be your spiritual practice this day and every day, to move through your day and to simply desire to experience the light of God within yourself, to free yourself from all mentality and previous thought processes that keep you disconnected from this sense of well-being, holy purpose, and mindfulness. If you can shift into this state of being where you feel the light fully blazing within your being at some level of consciousness.
Okay. He's talking here about really meditating, knowing how to get into the light through meditation. Now, when you first start out, it's very challenging, I would say. It's a great opportunity. It's challenging to meditate because we have not grown up meditating in this country. They've grown up meditating in India, and there are a lot of light bearers in India, in other parts of the world, in the Buddha and the Hindu religions. They meditate. We just don't know what to do with ourselves when we have opportunities. That's why we make our little pranayama meditation that we do every time we have a class. We make it short. We just want you to get the idea of doing it, how to breathe correctly. And if you were to do that little meditation we give you for 15 minutes, it would begin to change you. Now, there are all different kinds of meditations and lots of ways to calm your mind. And believe me, since we are all in this shift, we are all experiencing stronger emotions about things unless we know how to calm ourselves. Meditation is the key example that I know of, and we have numerous examples on our website that are calming, as well as the Emotional Freedom Technique, or EFT, which I have suggested in the past that you look up on, just Google it, just Google EFT, or write in the whole thing if you want to, but you don't have to. Google knows who EFT is, and that you will learn how to do the Emotional Freedom Technique. It's very simple and easy and is very calming. There is yoga that's very calming and helpful. There is ways to correct your diet, especially eliminate caffeine and sugar and corn, which is the worst GMO product now. Everything that you see has fructose made from corn in it, corn syrup, corn this and that. If you want to, call me for more help in this area or contact any of our team members that you have heard tonight by going to, if you have a computer, going to friends@heartcenter.org. Just friends@heartcenter.org and put in a request to contact or talk to any of the people that take part in teaching our class tonight.
I can guarantee that you will make progress on your path. For when you feel the light, when you feel God within, it begins and sets in motion the most magnificent, dynamic oneness. Oneness. Oneness with your source. You see, blessed ones, oneness comes not through only a mindset, a thought process. It comes through deep experiential feeling. And this is a type of knowing that is a boon for your being, that moves you beyond the constraints of only studying the path into experiencing that path of light.
All right. He really emphasizes oneness, and oneness is extremely, extremely important. I'm trying to find where I wrote down my little thingy here on oneness. Here it is. Okay. In John 19, 20, and 21, Jesus prays that we will realize that we are one, even as he realizes that he is one with Almighty God. In 1 Corinthians 12, it says, the body is a unit. It's one thing. Though it is made up of many parts, it is still one. It's one body. If the foot should say, because I am not the hand, I do not belong to this body and I will do what I want, the whole body will suffer. It is still part of the body, whether it cooperates or not. If the foot hurts, who's going to help it? The hand is going to help it. The hand is going to rub it. It's going to put stuff on it. It's going to bandage it. It's going to help it get well. So if one part hurts, every part suffers with it. If one part is honored, every part rejoices with it. If your back hurts, your mind or your head keeps you awake at night until the back has some relief. In the same way, we are all cells in the body of God. Therefore, we all are supposed to be all one with God. But some of us act like cancer cells. Some of us out there are rebellious, and we need to be transmuted, changed. We are in this way or supposed to be one with God and with the other cells, with each other. So what do you think would happen if you took time to send love and light to your own body cells in your body? If you sent love and light to your stomach every time you ate a meal and said, thank you, stomach, for digesting this food. This is what God is saying to us when he loves us and helps us and assists us and answers our prayer. He's saying, thank you. Thank you, my cells in my body, which is you and me. We are cells in the body of God.
For those of you who operate primarily through your mental body, this may seem a challenge. And yet I can aver and assure you, blessed hearts, that if you move solely from your mind into your heart and have the full heart-mind connection, that you will begin to feel more deeply, more reverently your God presence and associate with your God presence in a more intimate way that will allow you to know greater joy, greater harmony, greater inner peace. That feeling that is derived from love of God compels you into a new dimension of being. And every day, you can step a little bit more into the fire eternal by attempting to feel more of God's presence in your life and in the innermost parts of your being, the secret chamber of your heart and the secret chamber of all of your chakras. Is this a new thought for you, blessed ones? Did you think that only your heart had a secret chamber? I reveal to you that all of your chakras have these innermost spaces that are reserved for God's fire to glow within you. And when you contact those innermost spaces of each of your sacred centers, a new feeling emerges through your base chakra as you pour forth your devotion to the Divine Mother and your soul chakra as you experience deeper soulfulness within the sacred space, within your solar plexus, as you allow the sun to manifest deep within you at your core, of course, within your heart. For some of you have already discerned what is that threefold flame within the secret chamber and what it means for you. Within your throat, that place where the word, the logos, is heard within you. And within your third eye, that sacred area in which you contact the divine image in which you were created, and in its internal sublimity and beauty, can know as you see just how immaculate you are and all are within that sacred space. Lastly, within your crown, Buddhic beingness, the essence of the all illumination and all wisdom of the universal mind, which you may know only in contact with the deeper space of that truth and ancient wisdom that still resides there, where the Father inhabits you as pure spirit, pure consciousness, pure beingness. Yes, dearest ones, you may have never heard this teaching through any other dispensation, and yet now you have it. And as you meditate each day in these sessions, I adjure you to go within these deeper secret chambers within yourself, seven and more in number. And as with the Chohans, you ascend in consciousness as you are perfumed with the divine quintessences of heaven, or should we say, sept essences, you will be refined within the refiner's fire of the Holy Spirit. You will be implicated in the new and amazing revelatory conspiratorial plots to unite all with God.
All right, we're going to talk for a few minutes about the chakras, and we're going to talk a little bit about the fact that there are more than just seven chakras. It's amazing how many there are. In fact, in Eastern tradition, it is taught that our bodies have thousands of chakras. Some schools say as many as 88,000. Our ascended masters bring to our attention 144 of them in some of their messages, and they have shared a great deal or detail concerning the seven major chakras that follow your spinal column. So we're going to talk about those tonight because that's what we will have time to talk about. But I would encourage you, if you are able to do some research on chakras, you'll find out that there are a lot more. One group says there is a 12-chakra system, but they have a lot of, friendly disagreement with other groups that don't think so. So it's an interesting topic, but the most important are these seven chakras, and, of course, El Morey said seven and more in number. So we will talk about the seven chakras. First of all, in Sanskrit, chakra means wheel. Chakras have been described as flower or lotus-like shapes projecting out somewhat like a trumpet or like a lily, and they whirl like a wheel going around, like a pinwheel. And they possess various numbers of petals. Chakras are both receivers and transformers of God's light. God's energy, as this energy, is delivered to each living cell from her solar presence through the crystal cord. The solar presence, or the Father, Mother, God, or your oversoul, or your higher self, whichever you want to call them. This energy also surrounds us in the very air that we breathe, and it bathes us as the rays from the sun. It is this light, this radiation, this pranayama type thing we were talking about earlier, life force, that the chakras transform into various frequencies needed to sustain our four lower bodies. Now, our four lower bodies are interpreted as sheaths of consciousness that form what we call the monad, the individual identity that we know as man, woman, or child. They consist of the etheric body, that's the memory body, the mental body, the mind, the emotional body, which is what some people call astral body, and the physical body. You could take a circle and divide it up into four quarters. This is how we often do it, and put a different name in each quarter. You could put astral, or rather, you put etheric, mental, emotional, and physical, through which your soul or your psyche experiences life and evolves in time and space until it is reunited with its divine presence, your Father, Mother, God, in the ascension in the light. The three higher bodies, which is the Holy Christ Buddha Self, your solar I Am presence, and your causal body, exist beyond the matter planes in the more rare dimensions of spirit. So it's evident that without our chakras, we would not be living, breathing, animated beings. But even though the chakras of all the souls were created equal in the beginning, through different embodiments of misuse and neglect, our chakras really need some attention and help at this time. They need infusions of light. They require spinning and spinning rapidly. In joyful, thankful, spiritually advanced people, the chakras are symmetrically shaped. They're larger. They emanate a pure light, and they whirl like the dancers of the whirling dervish. Healthy chakras mean a person is a healthy individual, physically, mentally or etherically, spiritually, and emotionally, in all ways. They will be healthy individuals. So what happens if you decide to go to a clairvoyant or a medium who advertises that he can balance all your chakras? What if you are not a joyful, thankful, spiritually advanced person? It won't take. It will not last, and it could be harmful to you. It's just like the saying that the masters say, when the student is ready, the masters will appear. When the student is ready as a thankful, joyful, loving, giving person, the chakras automatically begin to enlarge and spin and make that person healthier in all ways. You can take all the health food in the world. You can do all the exercises you know about. You can do everything you can imagine to keep yourself well. And if you are stressed out, unhappy, miserable, critical, not loving, not serving, you will not get well. You will not do well. You will not progress. So let's start here with the spinal altar. The seven major chakras are attached to points along our spinal column, opening to the front of the body. And they equate with the seven rays of God. Anchored in the etheric body, and the etheric body is kind of like, well, some people call it the astral body or the auric body. It's around you, the outside of you. It's, and if you could see it, it's shimmering with light. And it is very similar to the auric body. But everything must go through the etheric body before it comes into your physical body. I have a program, a machine, actually, that sometimes comes up with things that are happening in the etheric body of a person, It might say that, for instance, that the person has a bad cold, or is they want, and the machine may want to help them with their cold by projecting something homeopathic. So I tell the person, oh, it says you have a bad cold. And the person says, I feel fine. The next morning, the person calls me and says, I feel terrible. I woke up with a bad cold. So I didn't bother to project anything to them, so they come down with a cold. So I learned that the etheric body, which often projects stuff into us, can actually be helped, and that can be stopped in certain ways with certain things you can take into your body, like homeopathic products. The spine, the base of the spine is where the mother light abides. The base of the spine chakra governs your life force, and your life force is called the kundalini, which is the spinal force from which all of your chakras are attached. This potent energy of the mother light is meant to be activated by your expression of unconditional love. There is usually something in our life that we love pretty unconditionally most of the time, a child, hopefully ourselves. And devotions to the divine mothers or the mothers of heaven and all the lady masters, using some of the rosaries, all these are designed to help raise the level of your chakras and your kundalini flow. The four petals of the base of the spine chakra emit a bright white light which vibrates as the God quality of purity, the color of the fourth ray. The fourth ray is white. It's pure. The fourth ray occurs tomorrow, actually. That's a Friday. Friday is when we think about the fourth ray. And the master who works on that day, or is especially represented on that day, is Serapis Bey. Serapis Bey. And we don't have time to go into that tonight, but you may want to write it down, and we can go into that later. And I can send you some of this information if you write me or call me or email me. Then we have the seat of the soul, which rests a little bit above the sacrum, and that is represented by the violet light. The violet light radiates forgiveness, mercy, and freedom. It's the color of the seventh ray, which is on Saturday. And Saint Germain is the ascended master associated with this chakra and ray. And I just want to mention here that this seat of the soul chakra is a place where the soul starts out down there low, and even the sacrum, the sacred room in the upper part of the sacrum, is where a soul will go down and hide or hibernate if the body it's living in is not nice. If the body it's living in is totally rebellious against God's law, the soul will go down there and just stay and be miserable. Well, we could talk about more about that later. The solar plexus is the next chakra, and that's right in the middle of your stomach, in the pit of your stomach, right where you're kind of like behind your belly button. And when you have been horrified by something you hear, it hurts that chakra. When you are joyous and happy and thanking God and being content in whatsoever state you find yourself, this chakra will rejoice. It's the solar plexus is the potential place of peace, and it governs your emotions. Purple and gold vibrate on that chakra and represents peace and service to life. They are on the sixth ray. The Lady Master Nada represents the sixth ray, and that's today, Thursday. Then we have the heart chakra, which some people call the meeting place of heaven and earth. The heart chakra, of course, is located in the center of the chest, includes your heart. Even as the heart is the most vital organ in your body, the heart chakra contains a secret chamber where our divine spark, the threefold flame, resides. And that little threefold flame starts out in your heart when you were born as about a 16th of an inch tall. And I have a picture of Jesus in which he is surrounded, completely entombed and filled with this threefold flame of love, wisdom, and power, which are pink, yellow and blue. So the heart chakra is extremely important. It's represented by unconditional love, and that's the God quality emanating there. The pink is the color, of course, of the third ray, and the Ascended Master Paul the Venetian is its representative. Then we have the throat chakra, which is where the creative power of sound comes from. That's the fifth chakra. There are 16 petals there, and it's the color of it is blue, and it vibrates as the first ray of God's will, faith, and power. And guess who's representative of the throat chakra? The one we are hearing from tonight, El Moria. He is the Lord of the first ray, blue, El Moria, and of will, faith, and power. The third eye is the chakra, the sixth chakra, and it represents God vision. There's a connection between this chakra and the mystical pineal gland. I noticed when I use my life program machine that a lot of people don't have very good pineal glands. They have not practiced meditation, that's why. Emanating in emerald green, the quality of God vision, the ability to see each person and situation, understand it, and see each person and situation as perfect and complete, this chakra vibrates as the fifth, with the fifth ray, although it's the sixth ray, actually. Green is the color of not only God vision, but healing and truth. The master who represents this sixth third eye chakra is Hilarion. He was known as Paul, the apostle, in the Bible. He is the master representing this fifth ray and the third eye chakra. And then last of all, we have the crown chakra called the halo of illumination, referred to as the thousand-petaled chakra and the chakra of illumination. And that is the chakra that we see illuminating as a halo around Jesus and around Mother Mary in various paintings that you have seen. Some beings could see this as they paint, as they took it upon themselves to paint these pictures. In Ascended Master teachings, the purpose of the raising of the Mother Light of the base of the spine chakra is to ultimately meet the Father Light in the crown. So we are surrounded at one end of us by the Mother, and at the other end of us, the Father. This union of Father and Mother come to rest in the heart chakra, where the Christ is born and where your soul eventually comes to reside if you are continually growing spiritually. This action magnetizes the Holy Spirit of God into our beings to continually abide there as long as we abide in obedience, love, and truth. So, we have just reviewed the seven ascended masters that represent the seven chakras, and they are referred to as the lords of the seven rays. And just as these seven chakras play a most vital role within our bodies, the lords of the seven rays want to impact our spiritual path with their presence. Now, how do we activate these seven chakras again? Through prayer to the lords of the seven rays, through joy, peace, happiness, and unconditional love. And as we do that, the chakras strengthen and help us continue to do it. Yogic practices, service to others, self-observation of yourself, and meditation will also help reactivate our chakras, remold them, enlarge them, and their capacity to hold and radiate light. We can cleanse them and accelerate their spin. There are a number of guided meditations that are prepared to assist in chakra activation and integration. There's one called the Threefold Flame Guided Meditation. And you can visit the Heart Center website and check on teachings on the menu bar to experience other meditations as well. And you may find one that just fits you where you are. So now let's go on.
Yes, you are involved in a divine revolution of consciousness. It is God's conspiracy, for God conspires with you, O sons and daughters of the One, to give birth to the new age, to give birth to the new earth, to give birth within yourself to reality, beauty, perfection. As you conspire with God daily, we build a spiral as a cosmic spire of light within you, from the base to the crown, as a cone of divinity. And when you access the highest frequencies of God beingness through this symbol of the rising of light within you from the base to the crown, there is the setting of the apex on the pyramid of your own life. There is the capstone of your God identity manifest right within you. We, the Chohans, are invested in this process, and many more of you may reach an enlightened state when you see this as a realizable goal and not something reserved only for the Arhats who exist somewhere outside of your dimensional experience. Yes, we are Arhats, blessed hearts. Yet, we reach that level of being from within when we allowed God to reside within our hearts and within our entire being. So, begin the process today. See yourself rising, rising, rising in spiritual integrity each day in some way. Those of you who have been to Egypt or seen various pyramids around the world have often been amazed at how these seemingly ancient civilizations that, according to your historical records of today, were ignorant in comparison with you, could build such an amazing structure, an architectural wonder. Well, blessed ones, I tell you, these civilizations were much more enlightened than your current history and historians give credit. In fact, these are the ignorant ones in your midst who know not what they speak of, for they were not there when we built these pyramids, blessed hearts. And I was involved in many of their building, as you know. Well, it is time for you to be that pyramid, that pyre of fire midst the earth, upon which, as an altar of light, God may ignite a new radiance upon this earth. The altar of your heart is all important. The altar of your being is the place of divine alchemy and holy transmutation. The alchemy of love is the key to your divinity, to your awakening, and to your experiencing more of that eternal fire within these secret spaces within each chakra. Yes, blessed hearts, you may access them. You will access them through deep feeling and through what we will reveal unto you in coming days, weeks, months, and years, both internally as you meditate and within the dynamics of our messages and heart streams. You may just find yourself a year, a decade from now, living in a divine estate that even now you may not even fully imagine as possible. Well, begin to imagine it. Begin to feel it and see it as a possibility. And as you clothe your seeing and feeling with the essence of soulfulness, with the quintessences of love, and of the fifth ray of opulence and abundance, it will become so real that you will simply leap into that new dimensional plane of being in an instant, in the twinkling of an eye. You will be amazed and yet still give God the glory for this alchemical juxtaposition of light, crystallized light within you. Blessed ones, we reveal the mysteries eternal to the humble ones and safeguard them for those whom we know will utilize them only for service to the One, to glorify the Creator in all things.
That is the end. And we, this particular recording came on as a big surprise. It was a powerful broadcast. It was given on a Tuesday morning, I think May 12th, just this last month. And the Maho Chohan took over and directed all the rest of the Chohans to share a message, each one of them. So we have heard the first two from the Maha Chohan and from El Moria. And the next one will be from Lord Lanto about your brain, your mind, your illumination. That will be the next month. But right now I just want to bring up one thing that I, as I was praying today, I felt very strongly that I should mention this. Do any of you fear what is going on in the Middle East, or do you have friends who are fearing it? My adult Sunday school class at the little Methodist church where I attend when I'm able and where I teach Sunday school every so often expressed great fear and trepidation regarding the ISIS situation. It's almost a paralyzing fear that some of them have. Oh, the bad guys are now in our country. They're figuring out ways to sneak in. They're all over Texas. I mean, and the story got bigger and bigger. And, oh, what's going to happen now in Baltimore after that uprising? And, oh, did you hear about the young man who shot 9 people after he'd sat in their Bible study for an hour in a little church? And it goes on and on. Now, if any of you are caught up in this, if you are angry, judgmental, or fearful regarding, for instance, some of our current president's actions, or towards the actions of criminals, of ISIS, of the Baltimore riots, or the fellow that we just mentioned, if any of you are caught up in that, ask yourself, are these feelings helpful towards you being a receptacle for the light of eternal love, grace, of the grace of Almighty God and the gifts of the Spirit that the Maho Chohan mentioned in the very first sentence? He said, I want to give you, these are my gifts to give you, but if you are caught up in fear, anger, hate, disgust, judgmentalness, even towards our president, you're in trouble. We are supposed to let everything we do be done in love towards everyone. We're even supposed to love the guys called ISIS that are out there chopping off heads. We are supposed to love their souls. And I don't know if you read about it, but there was one of them, one of these ISIS fellows, was severely injured and left to die by his comrades, rescued by a Christian missionary, brought back to health. He had a near-death experience, and I may have mentioned this already, forgive me if I have, but so this is for anybody who didn't hear. He had a near-death experience while he was unconscious, and he was told when on the other side, watch out, buddy, you're headed for hell, basically. There are no 60 or 70 or however many virgins on this side waiting for you from what you did. You're going the other way. And he realized that he was being given another chance when he came to and was healed, and he became a Christian. So we need to pray for the poor, miserable souls who are hiding in the sacrums, those sacred rooms way down in the bottom, as helpless babes, unable to do anything, because the bodies they are living in are so hateful and rebellious. We cannot join them in that hate and that anger. We must love them, no matter what they do. Otherwise, you are not a good receptacle for these three gifts that the Maho Chohan gave us. We know that the powers that be, the dark forces, are eager to fill you with those things that prevent the absorption of light, love, grace, and Holy Spirit. Don't let them. How do they do this? Through the media, through Facebook, through our friends, but especially the media. When we live in fear, we paralyze ourselves. We become anxious, stressed, and then ill to the point that we become unusable by God and we die before our time, and we slow down the new golden crystal age from arriving, exactly as planned by the dark forces. So don't let yourself be brought down to the level of fearfulness. In John 4:18, it says, "Perfect love driveth out fear. So have no fear. Instead, exchange it for love. Do not go to bed in your wrath," it says. In 1 Thessalonians 5:9, it says, "God hath not appointed us to anger." In Ephesians 6:4, it says, "Provoke not your children to wrath." If you're going around talking in front of your grandchildren or your children about these awful ISIS guys and about these awful people causing riots in this and that city and killing people, if you're doing that, they're going to do the same thing you're doing, and they're going to have the same emotions. You're going to actually be held accountable for holding them back. So provoke not your children to this same wrath. In Matthew 5:44, it says, "Love your enemies and pray for them and for those who would harm you." In Matthew 19:19, it says, "Love your neighbor as you first love yourself." And in Isaiah 56:7, it says, "Pray for all nations and all peoples," because we are all, now this is my part, we are all cells in the body of God. And whatever those bad, those erroneous cells are doing, we need to pray them back into reality, into the truth, with love, sending out love vibrations, raising up your holy hands and sending out love. It starts with us, and that's what will change the world. So with that, I would like to call on Cindy Hackenberg. If you are there, hit *6, and
yes.
And please give the final prayer.
Okay. Oh, beloved Maha Shohan and beloved El Moria, thank you for overshining this class. Thank you for your words of wisdom and light. May all who are on this call take these words of eternal truth and apply them to their lives for the upliftment of their souls and all souls evolving on beloved Terra. We'd like to give a special thanks to beloved Donna Korth for preparing and presenting this wonderful class and for the great teaching she has just brought forth, the Masters and the Shohans, and about fear. We love you, beloved Donna. And I ask that the angels be with all who are on this call this night, both night and day, and call to those beloved angels. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Cynthia. And thank you, everybody, for your part in this class and for everyone who came. Know that we are all here for you. You may contact us anytime by emailing friends@heartcenter.org. We are now going to move on. We will let the rest, all of you go that want to go. And anybody who has a prayer request, please stay for a few more minutes and give us your request, and we will pray for it. We will put it in the prayer chalice if you would like. So in order to do that, hit *6. Some of you, if you talk at the same time, just wait for one person, and then it's a little bit hard because we can't see the whites of our eyes. But whatever prayer request you have, just hit star 6, give it to us, and then hit star 6 again and get off the line so we don't have a lot of static.
Donna?
Yes.
This is Lee over in Texas, and I have 3 prayer requests, but one of the things I wanted to tell you that lots of times that what if people will think when they have a situation, if they'll just say, peace be still, peace be still, that will give them a great comfort too. And then another thing, if you also think about when you're saying the Lord's Prayer, it says, forgive me my debts as I forgive my debtors. And when people really stop and think about that, are you truly forgiving others as you're asking to be forgiven? So these are some of the things that I would suggest. And another thing that I would suggest is that I don't watch the news. And when someone starts telling me about all this bad stuff, I just tell them, you have to either be positive or negative, and I stay positive as I can, and so I really don't want to discuss it.
Good. Excellent. Mm-hmm. And I know there's another thing I often say, especially as I start to meditate, be still and know that I am God.
Exactly. And my first prayer request is for Missy Villalobos and her mother Rita. And Missy has, first off, she is diabetic, and she has some kidney issues, and her body has retained a lot of fluid. They took her to the hospital today, and they called in a urologist, and the urologist is working to take the fluids off of her body now. And then after that, they want to do some biopsies because the orthopedic surgeon wants to amputate her leg right where it joins the body. And I think she is about 36. I'm not sure of her age. And he said the reason that it has to be amputated is that the bone is infected and brittle. And the mother heard about procedure for that they can put her in I would think it's like a chamber, and they pump oxygen in, and they found that this has helped people to heal that has this condition when they want to do amputation and where they feel like the bones have deteriorated. And then also for the mother, she's having to take care of the daughter because she doesn't have anyone else that can take care of the daughter. And then she has 2 granddaughters that she's also taken care of. And then with Missy, they're also trying to get her SSI because at this time she doesn't have insurance and they don't know exactly what procedure will be done or how that will be handled. So those two, I ask for prayers for them. I talked to them both today, and I told them, I said, just keep telling God thank you for the perfect health that you're manifesting right now.
Right. Very good. Thank you, Lee.
And
so,
then the other friend is my friend Bonnie B., and
mm-hmm.
she's in El Paso, too, and she is having some problem with her knee. I don't know the particulars, but she has been in and out of the hospital. And then the other thing, like I said, I stay real positive, and I'm going to have some dental work done. So I just pray for guidance and wisdom in this procedure, and I know God is with me. And then also I wanted to thank you and all the people that helped present the class tonight, and then we can be such a bright, shining light that we can be so positive and we can pour forth this light that it will have such an impact that it will help others to come up to the light.
Yes, we will pray that too. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lee.
Thank you. And thank all of you.
Donna, this is Vicki Kidd, and
hi,
I want to have, hi, I
I have a distant relative, Dr. Patton is his name, and he has been diagnosed with a very, very rare form of cancer, and he is home packing to stay 3 weeks down at Houston. He has to go to Houston because they're the only ones that are familiar with this type of cancer. It's not a skin cancer, but it's a type of cancer that's underneath the skin, and it spreads in the glands underneath the skin and the glands through the whole body. So I want to pray that he is healed of the cancer. He's going to have surgery this next week, and that the surgery is successful and that the cancer has not metastasized.
All right, we got it. I think he's probably going to MD Anderson Hospital in Houston.
Yes, that's where he's headed, and he'll be there for 3 weeks.
That's Dr. Patton. Okay, good. Thank you, Vicki.
Thank you, Donna.
Anyone else?
Donna, this is Rebecca,
uh-huh.
and I have a friend at church that just had a radical mastectomy.
What's your name?
I don't know her last name, but her first name is Liddell.
Liddell.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And she just had a radical mastectomy.
Yes, she's a real nice lady. She comes to our Sunday school class.
Okay.
She tries to stay fit, you know,
right,
and exercises and all that. She's 70-something, but she's mostly been in pretty good shape. Her mother had cancer, too, and had a radical mastectomy years ago and lived to be 100.
Wow.
After that. So, you know, maybe she has a chance. She's making a wise choice and getting it radical.
Yes, that's encouraging to her. Okay. Thank you, Rebecca. Do we have any more prayer requests tonight?
Yes. This is on behalf of Nancy Young Beiser. She's 87. She's Lisa Minkin's mother and in Baltimore. And Lisa says her transition is going to be very shortly upon her, in minutes or days.
What's your last name?
Her name is Biser, Nancy Young, Biser.
I did see that, yes.
And her husband is 92, and, you know.
Okay. That's going to be hard.
She's leaving 6 children, 18 grandchildren, and 11 great-grandchildren, and many,
wow,
many friends. She was a nurse.
Okay.
And so. Also,
thanks.
I don't know if Susan Costello's on. Susan, are you on tonight? I know she had wanted prayers for her children.
We'll pray for it. Yes, let's pray for Susan Costello's children and her son. It's not
Eliza.
How do you say it?
E-H-I-L-A-S.
E-H-I-L-A-S.
Mm-hmm. And then she has a son, Masood.
It's Elias. Elias. Elias.
Elias.
Yeah,
Elias.
Okay.
It's
Arabic for Eli.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, we will definitely pray for him, Susan.
Thank you.
Okay. This is Phyllis. Can I go now? Can you hear me, Donna?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. I am asking for prayers for my brother, my youngest brother. He has glaucoma, and in the right eye, he has lost quite a bit of the vision, the peripheral vision, maybe about 90%, and they are scheduling him for surgery on the 10th of July to try to, you know, save the rest of the vision. So I had him listen to the, you know, the session tonight, and he has deep faith. So sometimes a little anxiety gets in the way, you know, when he has some visions of he was awakened twice with you know, I guess he saw just darkness, or he was being shown that could occur. So we've been working on the anxiety, and he's doing a lot better, but we are praying for, you know, a miracle, all in accordance with God's will, and he likes to say that. And so I'm asking for healing, you know, for prayers for, you know, his healing, and that the surgery will maintain the rest of it, and maybe even, you know, allow the cells that have, you know, are no longer serving him to be reversed.
Yes.
And his name is Kelsey, K-E-L-S-I-E, Buller, Jr.
Kelsey?
Kelsey, uh-huh, K as in kite.
K-E-L-S-I-E, and what's his last name?
Kelsey Buller, B-U-L-L-E-R, Jr.
Jr. Kelsey Buller, Jr. Which eye was it again?
The right eye is the one that is the, you know, problematic.
He's losing his vision in the right eye. Okay, and that's your brother.
Yes, that's my youngest brother.
Okay. Now, I'm not sure who you are.
Miss Phyllis. Oh, I said Phyllis. Did you hear me?
Yes, I didn't hear your first.
Buller, Phyllis Buller. I guess it didn't come out clearly. Phyllis Buller.
Phyllis, I'm so sorry. I should have recognized you. But I'm sorry. Yes, of course. Okay,
no problem. All right, thank you.
Yes, thank you. We've got it down here. Okay, are there any other prayer requests tonight? Okay, then we're going to go ahead and pray. Who do I have that's helping me pray tonight? Who's
Donna
available?
Driggin.
Okay, we got Donna.
Barbara.
Donna, Barbara.
Lenore.
Cindy. Lenore.
Cindy.
Cindy. Anyone else? Okay, and me. So there's five of us here. We have seven requests, basically. Well, actually, there's a little more than seven, I guess we could call. Donna, why don't you take Missy and her mother, Rita. Missy's the one with the kidney problems, which are complications of diabetes. She's retaining fluid. She may have some biopsies. She may have an amputation. So there's a lot of problems there. And her mother's caring for her and for two granddaughters. And if you would also take Bonnie B., Lee's other friend, who has some serious knee problems. Then Barbara, if you would take Lee's dental work, that's Lee Lippert, is going to have some dental surgery, and she would like prayer for that. And if Barbara, if you would also, Vicki Kidd, request for Dr. Patton. So Barbara, you have Lee's dental work and Vicki's friend, our distant relative, Dr. Patton, who has a rare cancer and will be going to MD Anderson.
All right.
And then, Lenore, if you could take Rebecca's request for Liddell, who is going to have a radical mastectomy, who did have a radical mastectomy and is in her 70s, and she's in the place of recovering right now, and she needs prayer for her total recovery and wellness in the future. And also, Lenore, if you could take Nancy Beiser, Lisa Meekin's mom, and her family as Nancy progresses towards her transition, and for her husband, who's 92 and will be left behind after all these years. And Cindy, if you would take Susan Costello's children, and especially Elias, I hope I said that right, and take Elias and the current challenges he has right now, but just pray for his well-being and the right decisions regarding his life. And also, Cindy, if you would take Phyllis Bueller's brother, her youngest brother, Kelsey Buller, Jr., in his right eye, in which he's losing his vision, and he's going to have surgery on July 10th. Possibly save it. And Cindy, mute if you can until it's time for you. You will be the last. And then I'll close. Okay. Donna, you start then with the first one, Missy, and her mother, Rita.
Okay. Lita, in the name I am that I am, I call to Mother Mary, Raphael, Jesus, Magda, Hilarion, and the healing angels to overshine Missy, who is diabetic. Her body is retaining fluids, and she may have to have her leg amputated, and she's only 36. Please be with her, Help her in every way possible. Put your hands on her body. Heal her if it is God's will and not her karma. Please help her in every possible way. And please help her mother, Lita, and the two grandchildren that she's taking care of. I ask Nada to be with her, Meta to be with her, to help her in every possible way to take care of the children. And I call also upon Mother Mary and Raphael, Jesus, Magda, Hilarion, and the healing angels to be with Bonnie B. in El Paso with her knee problems. Please take care of the problems quickly that she will not have any problems with her knee after the prayers are completed. Please put your hands on her knees that all will be well. We ask this in the name I am that I am.
Oh, beloved Mother Mary, Archangel Raphael, beloved Hilarion, Pallas Athena, Lady Master Meta, and all of the healing angels, beloved Servatus and your twin flame, place your electronic presence over Lee Lippert as she prepares to have dental surgery. I pray for the highest outcome of her surgery. Send your healing angels to overshine her dentist and all the dental assistants, everyone who will be assisting. And I pray for great success of her dental surgery to give her health, comfort in eating and chewing, and to be able to sleep well, to heal speedily and completely, all according to thy will. We thank you. We know it is done. Thank you for this opportunity for her to improve her health. We also, blessed heavenly host, ask for the overshining of Dr. Patton, who is the friend of Vicki Kids, who's going to Houston for treatment of the rare cancer that he has. We call the beloved Kuan Yin, Goddess of Mercy, for the right and perfect treatments for him, and to dissolve the cause and core of this physical challenge that he has, whether it was from previous lifetimes or if he volunteered to carry this karma for the world. We pray for his strength, for his courage, for his patience, and for God's will to reign supreme in his treatment and his recovery, all according to thy will, wisdom, and love. And we thank you, and we know it is done according to your will. Amen.
In the name I am that I am, I call to beloved Mother Mary, beloved Archangel Raphael, Servatus, and the healing angels to be with Liddell, Rebecca's friend, and to heal at every level of her being the cancer that has been removed, but any cancer that could feasibly be yet lurking there be absolutely taken care of, so that this is a victorious, successful surgery that will allow her to live her life, a long life in complete health. Thank you. We thank you, beloved healing angels, for helping this one. I call to the angels of the mighty I Am presence of Nancy Young Beiser. Be with her to overshine her as she's going through this time in her life where her transition is near. And she will be moving into the octaves of light with Archangel Michael. We call to you, beloved Archangel Michael, to protect this one and to encircle her, enfold her, send your angels to be with her and protect this transition, and it may be easy, peaceful, blessed, and sacred. We pray for Lisa Meekin and her father and all those who will be affected by the transition of this one, that they may be comforted and supported and uplifted. This may be all according to God's will and the divine plan of each soul involved. We thank you, beloved angels. Amen.
We call, oh, beloved angels of heaven, the heavenly host, we call for you to overshine beloved Susan's children, especially Ellis and his current challenges, that he have well-being, and that he makes right decisions, and that all is according to God's plan, and that he has angels around him now to help him with his life situations, to bring about the best possible situation for him. We thank you, O Heavenly Host, for overshining this beautiful soul. Also, we pray for Phyllis's brother, younger brother, for his surgery on July 10th of his eye, that it is successful, that the angels will be with, the angels will be with him at that time, reinforce their healing light and energy to both the doctors, for them to do the right and perfect surgery at this time, and that he himself will have the positive attitude that all will be well, and that his eye will become better, and that it is a successful surgery. Oh, beloved host, we thank you. We thank you, Mother Mary, for being there for this, for Kesey, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Kelsey. Bullard Jr.
Yes, thank you. To be there. We are so grateful for the answers to these healing prayers this evening. Amen.
Please, there's a lot of static right now. Okay, here's a final prayer here. I want to pray to you, beloved Father, Mother God, Mother, Daughter, I specifically call tonight for Lois Bjork, who thinks that nobody is visiting her or cares about her because she cannot remember from day to day that they have been there with her. We pray for the comfort of her soul, and we also pray for the comfort of Carlene Tagstrom, who has known Lois since they were both about 12 years old, and is the fact that Lois is at this point unable to remember things with her Alzheimer's condition. We pray for these two ladies, their souls, their wonderful souls, who have given and prayed and shared and served to the masters for so many years. We thank you for the example they have been to us in the past and in the future. And we call tonight for all of these people that we've prayed for and for all that were on the call. We pray for great spiritual growth and application from everything that was shared tonight, that the masters would have a wonderful inroad into each soul as far as filling them with the gifts of grace and the gifts of the Holy Spirit and the gifts of the all these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Okay, our next class is going to be on July 30th, and it will be with Lord Lanto and probably one other Chohan of the Ray also. And I think the next one is with Serapis Bay, in which we are gifted a special sword. And this is really exciting. I have already been using it, and I have seen amazing things happen as I've used it. So hang in there and pray and be with us next month.
Thank you.
Okay. Good night. Oh, everybody. Donna.
Yes,
oh, Donna, Lola and Shola were here for the whole prayer group. We just want to thank everyone.
Oh, Sarah, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Lola, are you living?
Okay.
Are you living where your mom's house, your mom and dad's house?
Yeah, yes, I'm with my dad, and I'm actually going to, it's a long story, but I have another new job, and I'm very grateful. Things are going okay. So I was on the prayer group from the beginning, but I didn't want to interrupt. So thank you so much.
Thank you, my sister
was there too. But yeah, I'm here. I got your letter. So thank you.
Wonderful.
So we made sure to be here. Yeah.
Good, good, good. Well, I keep you guys in our prayers all the time.
Yeah.
Thank you, Donna.
To share with everybody, I saw a large a rainbow today. So I think that's a sign of hope for all of us.
It's a wonderful sign. Rainbows are always things. Yes.
Yeah, I believe that. Thank you for everything. Thank you, everyone.
Yes.
Thank you, Donna. Okay.
Bye. Bye.
Thank you.